Brazilian scientists count carbon in Amazon rainforest. Forestry student Matheus Anquata observed as state laborer Ilandio Pereira da Silva cuts down a tree in the Amazon to measure its carbon levels in Itapu do Oeste, Rondônia State, Brazil, November 4, 2020. A small group of scientists carried machetes through Amazon rainforest. They cut through dense plant life as the mid-morning temperature rose above 38 Celsius. The group of men and women cut into trees. They dug into the soil and painted words across three parts. "It's destructive, but we only do it for a few trees," said Carlos Roberto Sanguetta. He is the forestry engineering professor at the Federal University of Paraná in Brazil. Sanguetta led the week-long research trip in November. The team of scientists included a botanist, agronomist, biologist, and other forestry engineers. They took several samples of plants both living and dead. The Brazilian researchers are studying how much carbon different parts of the world's largest rainforest can store. Such storage can help to remove carbon, a greenhouse gas, from the atmosphere. Greenhouse gases drop heat in the Earth's atmosphere. The scientists are working in a part of the forest about 90 kilometers from Porto Velho in Rondônia State. "We need to understand what is the role that forests play," said Sanguetta, a member of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The panel is the world's top group of climate science experts. Sanguetta said it is important to know how much carbon the Amazon trees take in when unharmed and how much they can release when destroyed. "In the rainforest, it is hard work. In hot, wet conditions filled with insects, and involves use of several tools for cutting, digging, and measuring." Rania Rao specializes in environmental management at the Federal University of Minas Gerais. He is not involved with Sanguetta's team, but said, "These are hard-working people willing to get their hands dirty." Holistic methods. The Brazilian team is just one group among hundreds of researchers seeking to measure carbon in the Amazon rainforest. The massive forest covers more than 6 million square kilometers in 9 countries. Some research seeks only to measure carbon in trees, but Sanguetta says his team's effort is all-inclusive. It measures carbon in soil, underbrush, and dying plants' matter. In addition, his team is studying carbon in reforested areas. This can offer information needed to push for reforestation efforts. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, is the most widespread of the greenhouse gases. Trees take it in from the atmosphere and store it as carbon. But the process also works the other way. When trees are cut down or burned, the wood releases CO2 back into the atmosphere. In Brazil, parts of the Amazon are often cut to make room for agriculture and grassland for cows. Brazilian forestry student Matheus Anquet separates material collected in the Amazon to check how much climate warming greenhouse gas a small plot of the rainforest can contain at the Federal University of Paraná in Curitiba, Brazil, December 1, 2020. Deforestation in the Amazon has sped up under President Jair Bolsonaro. Since he took office in 2019, at least 825 million tons of CO2 have been released from deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon. That is more than is released by all U.S. passenger cars in a year. The office of Brazilian Vice President Hamilton Mourão leads the government's Amazon rainforest policy. In a statement, the office said the rise in deforestation happened before the current leadership. It also said the government has been working hard to end destructive mining and lumber trafficking. Measuring carefully. Central to dealing with the climate threat and the need to improve carbon measuring methods for more exact readings. "Everyone wants this information," said Alexis Bassas, project leader of the nonprofit group Rotera Study Center. The Brazilian organization provides financial support and several scientists to Sanquetta's team, which began its current line to research in 2016. What they know so far? Early findings show that planting a mix of Amazon species leads to better carbon storage than letting the area regrow naturally. But the findings also suggest that nothing is better than leaving forest untouched. 1 hectare of untouched Rondonia forest holds an average 176 tons of carbon. Based on Sanqueta's examination of Brazil Science Ministry numbers, by comparison, a replanted hectare of forest after 10 years holds about 44 tons, and soil forms hold an average of only 2 tons. Afterward, the samples were taken back to the laboratory. The team tried and weighed them before burning them. This lets them measure how much carbon is contained. The team measured samples from 20 pieces of land in November. The final goal is 100 pieces of land by later in 2021. The work could tell us how quickly the planted could be healed, Rahel said. I'm Alice Bryant. Reuters News Agency reported the story. Alice Bryant adapted it for Learning English. Brian Lin was the editor. Words in the story. Machete. Noun. A large heavy knife that is used for cutting plants and as a weapon. Sample. Noun. A small amount of something that gives you information about the thing it was taken from. Row. Noun. A part that someone or something has in a particular activity or situation. Management. Noun. The active process of deciding how to use something. Panel. Noun. A group of people with special knowledge, skill, or experience who give advice or make decisions. Underbrush. Noun. Plants and bushes and small trees growing under larger trees in a forest. Lumber. Noun. Wooden boards or logs that have been sawed and cut for use. Species. Noun. A group of related animals or plants that is smaller than a genus. Comprehension quiz. What happens when trees are cut down or burnt?